in the studio right now, I am pleased to welcome Ray Matty of Nova Scotia Summerfest. Now, you have a title. I would call you like you run the whole show, but you have many hats. What is your official title?
Well, I created the festival, so they call that a founder.
Yep, founder.
Executive director means that you make sure everything happens literally from where do you put the stake on the ground, on the field, to funding applications, to sponsorships, to booking the bands, to artistic programming. The list is vast.
So you just wear a lot of hats.
I wear a lot of hats, but I'm no different than a lot of other small business people, right? They have to juggle. They have to, you know, make sure that all of these entities, because if you don't know what's going on, right down to the paperclips.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. So, Ray, for people who don't know what Nova Scotia Summerfest is, tell us about it.
It is a two-day event, August 19 and 20. In Antigonish, downtown.
Less than 2 months away.
Exactly,
now.
On Columbus Field. So we're in the core of the town, and it is a celebration of our, of course, our music, because there's, you know, other than two bands, I'll list them all in a moment, everyone is a Nova Scotia based or Nova Scotia residential, former resident performer, whatever you want to call it. The Trues don't live here anymore, but we know they're from Antigonish.
Yeah,
you got
exactly.
It. So, and we also focus a lot on buy local because we have vendors that are from there, vendors that are well known across Nova Scotia, whether it's, you know, Blue Lobster, whether it's Just Us Coffee, whether it is local like Back East Seafood, so on and so on and so on. So, the key here is that the event, yes, it's music, but it also focuses on a lot of local entities, too.
Yes, I saw you guys partnered with Home for the T-shirts and everything.
Yeah, Home Apparel. And the thing I'm really impressed with them is that, of course, they also have a very communal aspect to what they do. They give a portion of their money to homeless causes, and they donate some of their materials. But it's also, again, 100% made in Nova Scotia. And the fabric is great. Here I am pushing Home Apparel, too. So it's, but that's the key. I mean, we have a lot of really, really cool businesses and entities here. So beyond the music, we want to make sure that people are aware of those extra aspects that you might not see as, you know, normally when you're out and about.
Yeah, exactly. So when you buy a ticket, you're supporting local the entire way through.
Exactly. Start to finish. And a lot of, and what you do as well is, you know, it enables us each year to build and build and build and build, because whether it's the hotels, whether it's the restaurants, whether it is the community at large, CACL, so on and so on, you are enabling us to continue to do that year in and year out, which we need as an economic driver. But also, it is part of our mandate anyway to grow tourism there. But because of COVID the last 2 years, the goal was to, in the summers, have summer music camps for kids. That's been on hold. So you're helping, basically, more than just go to the show and party. You're like, hey, I'm helping, you know, all of these other smaller pieces, you know.
Yeah, but meanwhile, let's talk about the party, because it is going to be a party. I mean, you have a fantastic lineup. Just to name a few, I'll name a few.
Go for it.
Walk Off the Earth, The Trues, Neon Dreams, the Ennis Sisters, Jimmy Rankin. Like, I mean, the list continues on. There is a ton. Those are, like, the bigger names, but tell us a few more that are coming.
Well, the other, one aspect I'm really happy about is there's a section called the Songwriters Showcase, and I stress the word showcase as opposed to a circle. We're used to seeing the traditional folk-style singer songwriter circle. Want to step away from that, do something a little different. So there's three new artists from Nova Scotia. We bring them into the studio in advance. They work with our house band. They rehearse their songs. But what the key is that we step away and they get a couple of songs on stage prime time, because a lot of the new acts don't really have an opportunity to be in a festival stage. It's a great career development piece. So they are this year Maura Whitman.
Yeah, we actually have a couple songs from her.
Excellent. Brooklyn Blackmore and a Cape Retiner, Elise Aaron out of Glace Bay.
And she's actually performing at Granville Green this summer.
Perfect. So folks will get a piece of that. Yeah, and they'll see what's coming.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a fantastic lineup. And like I said, you very much stressed a lot that it is very local performers. Mm-hmm. You got Ian Sherwood coming as well, and you have plenty of others. I can't
Anna
think
Ludlow.
Of Anna Ludlow. Yes,
her and
of
I
course.
Work together on a variety of projects, but in this case, this is her own show, And I wanted to play with my band, but it's just too much.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, do you want to add performer to that list of already long titles?
So I will host the songwriter showcase because that gives me a couple of songs to come out and do it, because you can't, if it's your party, you have to play.
Oh, exactly.
And I'm from Antigonish, so some kind of expect it. So, but all of my bandmates, this other side project, Ocean Playground, are all involved in some way, shape, or form. Cassie and Maggie will be there as well. Miles Goodwin, of course, the front man from April Wine. And Christine Campbell has a new group with their partner, Blake Johnson. So Campbell and Johnson. I think I hit everybody. Oh, Pinio and Loeb, the dance band, right?
Yes, so, Pinio and Loeb.
Like, they're all over. They're, like, doing huge concerts in Vancouver and L.A. and Portland. Like,
well, and speaking of huge concerts, this is big for the area because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's... We haven't had this since the last Summerfest, which, you know, had Classified, Alan Doyle, just to name a few. And this one features also Walk Off the Earth, the only Atlantic stop for them.
It is. And they're making a comeback tour, kind of, because it took so long to put those things together. I had that under my hat for 2 years. And to see Antigonish listed. I did a presentation the other night in Antigonish, and you see their tour list. It says Carnegie Hall, New York City. It says Budweiser Stage, Toronto. You know, Festival de Quebec, Plains of Abraham in Quebec City, and then it says Antigonish. So the key is that we're getting ourselves in the conversation. It's going to take a little while, but when we start aligning ourselves with bands of that caliber, with that following, it starts, like, other industry people have reached out, can you get band A, B, and C? I won't say who they are, but I'm like, we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
But having someone like Walk Off the Earth come to Antigonish, have Antigonish featured on with a group at that level is exciting for me. I grew up in Monastery, and I love seeing New York listed beside Antigonish.
Yeah, I mean, hey, they're one and the same, really.
They're one and the same, right? Like, so what do you mean you can't find us?
Yeah, no, exactly. So for someone who is trying to find more information on you guys, where can they find it?
They can go to nssummerfest.ca. I'll say it again, nssummerfest.ca.
And we also tagged you guys over on our Facebook page.
Awesome, so thank you.
They can find that on our Facebook page as well, and look through all your socials. And Ray, is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to say we're excited, we're thrilled, because it's been 2 years. First year there was nothing. 2021 we did a smaller scale project, toured around the province with a mobile stage and a whole crew of 15. We did get ECMA nominated for event of the year for that smaller project, so we're excited to be back doing the big one though. And just don't miss out. If you don't know who Walk Off the Earth is, and some people don't, it depends on what you listen to. Just Google them, watch their interactive videos. They're so much fun, highly talented. Neon Dreams are becoming a sensation. When I say that, in South Africa, I'm not kidding.
No, seriously. Yeah. I saw them recently at your taping that you did up at Crystal Cliffs, and they were phenomenal. Yeah. And I mean, phenomenal performers. And like just the two of them, it's incredible because like usually you see a band and you're like, oh, that's four or five people. It's the two of them, and they put on a show like nobody's business. It's
crazy. And if you look at their clips in South Africa in front of 9,000 people, and they're all singing their original tunes verbatim, you know, so they're from Clayton Park in Halifax.
Yeah, no,
so
it's crazy.
It's really amazing. So I'm hoping that, you know, people who may have heard the name, come see them now, because it's extremely difficult to get. Like, it's a big deal to put this together and get routing. You know, it takes about a year.
Yeah,
like,
no,
of a lot of work. So come out, enjoy it. And I think we are pent up where the folks, you know, want to get out and do things like this. And it's by local, and you don't have to go that far. Even within the Quad Counties, there's more than enough people.
No, exactly. And I mean, seriously, from Port Hawkesbury, it's a 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
Like, that is not
far. We even
far.
Put hotels here because the camping is long sold out, the hotels in Antigonish campgrounds. So we added a lot of other accommodation options in the Port Hawkesbury area and on the other side in Picton and Glasgow, because we just don't have enough yet. But that's a good thing. That means we're on to something.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We're on to something, right? So.
So, like I said, Nova Scotia Summerfest, that is the place you can go to find. The website is nssummerfest.ca.
Yes.
Yes. Where can you buy tickets?
Right online. There's a big text that says tickets.
So you can't miss it.
Click. You know, and it is where we all do it. We all have short attention spans, and someone will write a note and say, where do I get tickets? And politely, well, here's the link. Have a look. You know, it's, and it's, it, that happens sometimes, but right there, the ticket info is there. The schedule is there. The location is there with a map. Everything is right there. Take a peek around, watch the videos of the bands, go to our social media pages and join, because I know 101.5 The Hawk is doing a wonderful, wonderful giveaway this week on behalf of our event.
Yes, we are. The connection to the concert is coming up at 8:10. Yeah. So that is going to be a good one as well. We are, we're very excited to, I'm very excited to check it out again. I was at the first one.
You were.
And it was an incredible scene. And as soon as I got there, I was like, we need to be a part of this.
There's great. And everyone around here has been very supportive. And I like the thing that you said is that there were some people, like I remember a few people coming to me and they said, Classified is right here. I don't have to go to Halifax.
Yeah.
I remember that from some people who are like 19 or 20. And they're like, there's big screens. So we're maybe, you know, and filming it, like we multi-track for, you know, techs out there listening, the average person. What do you mean multi-track? But we multi-track record it, and we have professional HD cameras and filming to really showcase what we have so that we have branding materials that Andy Ganish and in general that we can use down the road for things. So it's about showing that this is a foundational piece for other things that we can do.
Well, and the big difference this year compared to the last one, Kepik Mountain to Columbus Field.
Yeah, yeah. Which, and I love Kepik, but the thing is that just simple things, infrastructure, like you had to, there was no lights, right? So it's a beautiful spot for certain things, but just on that front, like Columbus Field has lighting around the field. It doesn't sound like much, but when you're dragging in, you know, a lot of generators, that aspect suddenly we don't have a challenge with. So, and again, that's a business thing. And that, on that alone, operations can go a lot easier.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I mean, right downtown Antigonish, like you cannot miss Columbus Field.
You cannot miss it. Everyone knows where it's at, so you can, you know, within five or six blocks, there's parking all over the place. Everyone knows around town, you can park and you can jaywalk till the cows come home. Everyone will stop for you. So the tourists, when they come in, let them, you know, they'll be looking at the jaywalkers and thinking this is just fabulous. That'll be a new attraction.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, jaywalking.
Jaywalking. Yeah.
So, Ray, thank you so much for joining
Michael. It's been a pleasure to do this with you for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen. I got to stand here with Michael DeCoste on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, you know where you've been, right?
Yeah.
So thank you so much to Ray Maddie. Nova Scotia Summerfest coming up August 19th and 20th.